Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greg Zahn. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The DH, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Vizcaino. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vizcaino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bonilla strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with Hershiser covering, for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vizcaino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Viscano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zahn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Jose Viscano is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Viscano hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Zahn and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vizquel moves to third. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Alomar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Anderson out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tomey is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomey takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Tomey moves to third. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Tomey scores. Ramirez scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Vizcaino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vizcaino is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizcaino hits a line drive into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lofton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonilla moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonilla moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonilla tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro fields the ball and throws to Rhodes covering. Safe. Ramirez moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Zahn for a passed ball. Ramirez moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Jose Vizcaino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizcaino is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizcaino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zahn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zahn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hershiser, and towards Vizcaino, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammonds strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lofton moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Keith Shepard now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vizquel scores. Franco moves to second. One out. It's 8-1, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Thome moves to second. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff juggles the ball. That's an error on Surhoff. Franco scores. Thome moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Indians. Jose Vizcaino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizcaino is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizcaino hits a line drive into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Palmeiro moves to second. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Palmeiro moves to third. Bonilla moves to second. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive towards first. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shepherd fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Carrion pinch hits for Julio Franco. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carrion hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Danny Graves now pitching. Mark Carrion now playing first base. Brian Giles now playing left field. Jeff Kent now playing third base. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Viscano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zahn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zahn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Viscano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Alexander now playing shortstop. Billy Ripken now playing third base. Mike Devereaux now playing right field. Bobby Bonilla now playing first. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kent hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bernitz is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernitz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, Indians. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 4 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Graves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vizcaino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Alexander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kent fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.